On the couch? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's come around to
your
team. Yeah,
sit in the middle.
Charlie's Angels here. On
it is. Well, this is part of our team, but we're the most female-heavy team here, so we're rocking it.
Hey, I'm mic'd up here, too.
Oh,
my hot mic?
Can you take a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I have to, like, open this up.
You can just open this up.
It's better to do one
Yeah. Scooch.
Okay, sorry, scooch. Oh, can you get us all? This is going to be a really wide shot. Awesome. Sorry, here's mine.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so. I had no idea I would get my picture.
Okay.
Oh.
This is awesome.
Okay, you're welcome. I'm trying to think
Now you're stuck with all
That's okay.
I have one question for you.
This is tough duty here.
So what is the biggest thing that you miss as an astronaut?
The biggest thing I miss,
when
I have to tell you.
What is the biggest thing you miss?
Oh, there we go. Thank you. You know, the biggest thing I missed was the smell of the Earth. The sense of smell is really dulled in space, and I'm not quite sure why. I think they've linked it to since you don't have gravity, like your taste buds, which are mostly on your tongue and in the bottom part of your mouth, although I guess there are taste buds around the, so your sense of taste and smell are dulled in space. And so
that would
the
be
thing
a fail for me as a
yeah
lover.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy.
Does it so come the, back once you're here again?
Yeah, you do come back, and so that's what I miss the most, is like the smell of like trees and grass and dirt and
that stuff's meant to really pull up memories and you know all
yeah.
Familiar,
sure.
So
sure, absolutely. And so that's what I miss the most.
Wow.
And not really any particular kind of food, but I missed like food with an aroma, like fruits and things like that, you know, because most everything that we eat is out of a plastic pouch or out of a tube or something. So it's thermal stabilized and it's irradiated and all kinds of other, you know, it's got like a shelf life of 10 years or something, you know. So good food is hard to come by on the space station. So, but when they send these resupply ships up, usually before they close the hatch and light the fire, they'll open the hatch and throw in a bag of like fresh fruit, some chocolate maybe, and some vegetables. And so when it docks, that's the first thing you open up the hatch and it's like, it's really like intoxicating, the aroma, you know, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
That's an unexpected answer, I like it.
Yeah. That's what I miss the most. And and people ask me, did you crave pizza or anything like that? It's like, you know, I actually craved like being able to taste food, you know, but the sense of smell, I think, because it drives so much of what we taste, you know, when our sinuses are stuffed up, you can't really taste what you're eating, you know, so it's really impinged when you're, everything smells sort of sterile, you know, like if you have your computer and the exhaust coming off your computer, it smells kind of like a metallic kind of, yeah, like, that's what the space station smells like, you know, in some parts that, where we have like the place where we do our hygiene, it's got a little more humidity in there. It smells kind of a little bit musty, like a maybe an old cellar or something like that. So
I remember another astronaut had said that she really missed the pillow. And
yeah.
Did she have to strap the pillow on the back of her head or something? Did you also do that?
Yeah, I didn't, but I can see how that could happen. But you saw in the video in there, Steve Swanson, who just got to space like about a week ago, his hands kind of floating out like this. And it's because when you're just floating without gravity, your body kind of goes into like a fetal position. So you have to like physically, when you're doing PAO events or something, I used to grab onto my pants or onto something on the side, but people want to see you floating and doing flips and stuff. So if you just floated there, you'd just kind of go into this. And so when people go to sleep, it's a little eerie when you're floating around the space station while everybody's asleep, because they're kind of like this, you know, and they're sleeping back. Sorry?
Do you bump into each other?
No, we actually all have our own sleep stations.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so you have your own little bubble. It's like the size of a, I tell kids now, do you remember what a phone booth looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell kids that nowadays, they're like, what is a phone booth? You know, it's like, oh yeah, that's right. We don't have phone booths anymore. But it's about the size of a phone booth is your own private space. And in there you have your sleeping bag, and it's not quite as tall as a phone booth, but about that size. And so you have your laptop computer in there, and your headset for calling home or listening to music. And then you have like little saddle doors that close, so.
And you, so I have a question though.
You can sleep in any position that you want. And so I tacked mine. Some people can sleep upright on the one wall, but I was a little too tall for it because it's kind of like this tall. So I did my sleeping bag from corner to corner and just tacked it in the four corners and just kind of crawled into it. So I was kind of floating at a 45 degree angle. And you don't, of course, you don't have any hot spots or anything like that, so. Yeah.
So when you're in the space station,
there's,
do you feel
it? Yes, there's fluid shifting, and that's actually, we're just getting our arms around the long duration effects of fluid shifting. I have to wear glasses now because when we first get the space, the brain is confused because, you know, our largest bones and largest muscles is what holds us upright, you know, so. That's right. So when you get to space and you turn off the gravity switch, your brain figures out really, really quickly that it doesn't need your legs anymore. So it starts pumping, it starts leaching. Yes. So we battle muscle atrophy and also bone loss. And so we have a lot of, I lost 4% of my bone density. And most of it comes from the lower, like the pelvic bones and the large thigh bones. And I was there for 6 months. Yeah, so now if we're going to send people to Mars, we're going to be 8 or 9 months getting there. And then now when we get to Mars, it's like one-third the gravity of Earth. And then we're going to stay on the surface for a year and then come back another 8 or 9 months. We want to be able to stand up and walk. And so we've developed exercise countermeasures to try to, pardon? Yes. Yeah, so we have a treadmill that we pull down ourselves. We wear a harness and we pull down with bungees to the treadmill to whatever weight you select on the bungees. And then we have a cycle ergometer that's just resistance. And are we ready to go?
Yeah, I think we're good to go.
Okay. We'll pick up a little bit later. Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, guys.